Okay, we're at the bottom of Tevav Amud Bet, and we just discussed in the Mishnah the issue of mixing Gittin together, the possibility of combining numerous Gittin. The Mishnah lays out a general principle that if five people write a klal, b'toch haget, then right, they're all kosher, and then they have to present the get to each woman. Whereas if there is an individual get for each woman, then only the blessed get, the one that the Edim assigned on, will be a valid get. So the Gemara asks in 2 dots at the bottom, Heki Dami Klau, the Heki Dami Topis. What's the case in the general where everyone does a kosher get? And Heki Dami Topis, where's the case of Topis, meaning individual Gidim, where only the last one will be kosher? Some of Yochanan, Shmana Chadukulam, Zeukah. If it is a single date for all the Gittin there, that's a general get. And therefore, when the Edim sign at the bottom, they're signing to the entire document. Since they're signing to, there's a date at the top, Edim at the bottom, everything in between is included or encompassed by the signature of the Edim. If each get in the document is dated separately, then that's Topes. And when the Edim sign on the bottom of the get there, they're only signing on the last get, the last form that's there, the date on it, and only the last one will be kosher. So that's according to Rabbi Yochanan. Suppose that Rabbi Bokish Amar, Rabbi Shabbat says, even if there's only one date for all of them, Nami Habi Tofes, that is still considered to be differentiated Gittin. So then according to Reish Lakish, what's the case of Klal, where you're going to have a kosher get? So he said, Ana Ploni Uploni Girashnu Nishotenu Plonit Uplonit. Us, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi divorce our wives, Rachel, Leah, and Tzipora. In that they do it, they encompass together in the document all the names of the men and women, and that becomes like a single large get. So Matkiflo Rabbi Abel, Rabbi Yochanan. So based on Rabbi Yochanan's position that the dating is the thing that differentiates between a single get from multiple people and multiple getin from multiple people. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, Tamar's Manachad Uklam Zeuklau, if it has one date on it, it's called Lichush Dimo. Why don't we suspect that the Edim are signing on the last get? Milo Tanya, don't we have a brisa? Edim chatumim ashilat shalom v'get pasul. So for instance, you have a get that is written, and at the bottom of the get, there was a nice greeting to the Edim, how you doing, Mr. So-so, how you doing, da-da-da-da-da, hope things go well for you after the divorce, and then the Edim sign on it at the bottom. So in the Edim chatumim ashilat shalom v'get pasul, then we say the get is pasul, why? Chashinat shemal shilat Shalom Chatmu. Right there, we think that they signed on the greeting. At the bottom, it says, Mr. and so, we hope things go well after the divorce. And the Edim signed, we assume they've only signed to that and not to the above get that's above the Shalom Shalom. So, same thing here for Rabbi Yochanan. Even if you have a single date at the top, the fact that each get is written separately, why don't we assume that whenever there's a hefsek, whenever there's a mafsek, a new document, that the Edim only signed on the last possible document on the paper, not on the entire paper. So Mar says, well, Rabbi Tamar Law, didn't we say on this, I'm Rabbi Bo, the Zim if partially minate Rabbi Yochanan, as Shalu Pasul, this Shalu Kashir. The difference has to do with the Vava Chibor. The Vava Chibor. If the Shalat Shalom is written as an independent entity or unit, I mean that it doesn't have a vav, it doesn't have a ant that's mechaberet to the document above, then when they sign on the Shalat Shalom, that's we assume they're only signed on the greeting and not on the get itself. Whereas it says vid, right, if they actually had a vav achibur, something that connected it to the vav get, then we assume when they signed on the Shalat Shalom, they also signed on the get above it. So Hachanami here, the thib, ploni, uploni, uploni. When they wrote the multiple gitin and they had a single date over there, each get was written the. So by having the Baba Chibur, when the Edim sign on the last line, that references them back through the whole get. Whereas if each get is written separately without a Baba Chibur, then it'll be like Shelat Shalom. The two. And that's your question. Rabbi Yochanan, the Mar Zman B'chol Echad Zehu Tofes, and Rabbi Yochanan's other position, which is that when you have a dating of each get, that makes them into independent Gittin. My Yiriyah Mishum Tofes. Why is the problem then Mishum Tokis? Typically, the Havalei Nichtel Biyom Benechtel Belaigom. So the underlying assumption here is we have multiple Gittin on a single document. Each get has its own date. So they started, say, in the morning, and they wrote one get, then they keep working through the day. By the time they finish, like, these five Gittin on this document, and they even come to sign, it's already the next day. So the last get they're signing is dated properly. But the previous Gittin up the line already were dated for the previous day, or maybe even earlier. By the time they get all the Gittin together and they get the agent to sign on the bottom, who cares about the Tophis problem? Who cares about the fact that each get is independent? The problem is that the Edom are signing on a get that's dated on a different day than they're signing. Samalei Mark Shisha Breda Kistel Vashi Hokka Amrina Mishmeda Rabbi Yochanan. This is how they explain according to Rabbi Yochanan. The Chtibu Chad B'Shabo Chad B'Shabo. But they all have the same date on it. I mean, the answer is simple, and the fact is that they even made sure they had a get. On the get, every get was dated the same day, not an exact time, but the same day, and they signed on that day. And it wasn't an issue where it rolled over to another day. They were able to accomplish all the gets and have them sign on the same day on the get. And therefore, the problem here is not the one of a get mukdam, right? A get that where they're nechtam bayom, tav bayom and nechtam balayla, but Rabba only upon matopes, which is that each get is independent, and when they sign on the bottom, that doesn't reference the other gitim above. Amalei Ravina the Ravashi, the Reish Lakish. According to Reish Lakish's opinion, the Mar Zman Echad Kulam Nami Tovis Avi. According to Reish Lakish, who says that even when you date each one date for all the Gittin, right, they're still considered independent Gittin. Yechidami Klal. What's the case of Klal? So Mar said, Did Behaki Anu Ploni Uploni Ki Rashi Nishotenu Ploni Uploni. That's what we said above. That Reish Lakish believes the Klal, when you have a single get that works for multiple people, is when they were Kolel. All the names of a single get. They wrote, we, the undersigned people, da 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 da, divorce our wives, da 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 da. So that, since they're all incorporated in a single document, then when they even sign, they're clearly signing to the single document. So now problems that the Gemara brings up a separate issue. Nimsu, shein hashem mitbashrot b'get echad. If that happens, then you find that two women are being divorced with a single divorce document. Batora amar v'kot of law. It says, when you write a get, it says, v'kot of law sefer kritut. It says, law below law below the kaverta. Right, or law below the kaverta. I mean, for her, and not for her and her friends. I mean, that you cannot have multiple women be divorced with the same document. So then, how could here, Rachel, I think the explanation of the get be that, oh, it's when we, the undersigned, da-da-da-da-da, divorce all of our wives, da-da-da, that means that in a single get, you're now divorcing multiple women. And you can't do that. The Tzadok law says one woman per get. So how does that work? So the Gemara says, the Hodah Kodok, so after this they wrote, Ploni Girish Ploni, Ploni Girish Ploni. After they have this general get that has the signature of the Edom on it, they go back and they repeat a single get for each woman. So Amarlei Ravina the Ravashi.
What did they sign?
I don't know. It sounds like they signed at the bottom, but I don't know what the savings was in the end. I mean, what they only, well, they didn't want to bother the agent to sign so many times, because in the end they have to write out all these gittin anyway. So why not have them sign each time? But I guess they just wrote them all out and they get them to sign way at the bottom.
Well, is that the lashonos of the get that they only wrote once? I mean, you know, the main question of the get.
Right. Oh, you think like the whole Tophis I get they wrote once, but then just the core, the Tophis I get they wrote multiple times. All right, so possibly. So Amalei Ravina the Ravashi, Umay Shna Meha. How is this different than the case? Titania, Koktiv Kol Nechasav L'Shtei Avadav. Person writes all his property to his two servants. Kanu, they acquire it. Umshachrin Zedzen, and they free each other. It's not different. I mean, the Gemara said, well, Koktiv Kol Nechasav L'Shtei Avadav, it sounds like he wrote one document to both of them. The Gemara says, no, we established over there that case is the case for Shnei Shtar. They wrote an independent Shtar for each Shnevet. Okay, now Tanya Kuvasi, the Rabbi Yochanan, Tanya Kuvasi, the Reish Lakish, the Brisa that supports each position. That of Rabbi Yochanan and that of Reish Lakish. Tani Vesi, the Rabbi Yochanan, Bryce that supports the position of Rabbi Yochanan, and Hamisha Shukat Vilbatoch Haget, Ish Ploni Megaresh, Ish Plonit, O Ploni Plonit, O Ploni Plonit, Zman Echad Kulam. So you have a get that says that each of them is divorcing, and there's one date for each of these, for all these Gidin, the Eidim Elamata, and the Eidim are signed in the bottom, Kulan Ksevim, that sounds like Rabbi Yochanan, right, that with a single date, and multiple Gidin with a Vav Chibur, right, that it's a Kosher Gebri Tenedein, the Cholachat Echad. Hand the document to each woman so she gets a get. If each one's dated independently, the one that the Edom are signed on, meaning the final one, is Kasher, the other is not Kasherim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Matero, Merim Yesh, Rebach ben Am Pasul. If there's any gapping between them, then it's Pasul. Bimlav Kasher. Otherwise it's Kasher, Shein Zaman Matzikan. It's not an issue of dates. Dating does not separate the Gitin, but rather space separates the Gitin. Space indicates an independent document. So therefore, if the... What? I don't know if he requires a buff.
I guess it wouldn't help.
I don't know. He's commenting on the second half of the Braisa, which is the one where they dated separately each get, right? So I don't know, but I don't know if you need a buff of Hebrew or not. That's a good question. I don't know. It doesn't speak about it. But at least here, what you have is you have a dating of each get. He says, even if you date them separately, how do you determine whether a document is a single document or multiple documents? That has to do with spacing. If it's a new paragraph, then it's a new document, and therefore when they signed, they only signed on the last get. If there is no spacing, even if they're separately dated, each one's dated by itself, but there is no spacing between each of the gitin, they're considered a single get, and when they even sign on the bottom, that will incorporate all the gitin all the way up the it was either Reish Lakish, but Bryce is supports the position Reish Lakish, Kamisha Shikatu Klau B'tocha Get, Anu Ploni Uploni, Yerash Neshetenu Ploni Uplonit. Alright, so there you have the encompassing of all of them together in one get. Then again, you have the repetition afterwards, Ploni Gerish Ploni, Ploni Gerish Ploni. That was the solution we suggested for revolutions above. Zman Echad Ukulam, and you point the ending of all of them, Vayidim in the Mata, and you made them in the bottom, Kulan Kusherim. That's fine. Tinatin, the Kol Echad Echad. Again, you have to give it to each one. Zman the Kol Echad Echad, the Revach the Kol Echad. You give a date on each of them, and a gapping between each one of them. Vayidim in the Mata, and Vayidim in the bottom, it's Yidim Nikoyimu Kasher. One that they're written with are Kasher. Rabbi Merimar Apushin Revach Benayim, if there's no space between them, they're still puzzle. Shazman Mafsiki Khan, because the Zman is a determining factor. So Mar says, Reish Lakish, Mayuri Asman the Kol Echad Echad. Right, that Braisa that's supporting Reish Lakish, right, that's okay for the first half of the Braisa that says that when you incorporate them all together and say, we, the undersigned, you know, divorce all of our wives, and then they have a separate gift for each of them. But then the second half of that Braisa says if there's a date there, it starts to separate them. Reish Lakish doesn't care about dates to separate them. Reish Lakish believes, even if there's a single date on the whole document, that they're considered separate to Gitin. So why should that matter? So Mar says, Ha Amar, it's Man Echad Ukulam, Nami Tos the Face Abi. Rabbi Reish Lakish already, in his own opinion, said that even if there's a single date for all the documents, if they're separate documents within, I'm second Gitin within the document, then they're not considered a single entity. So Mar says, Hi, Mikhail, click the low Arbinu, Meikara. That's if he didn't grab them together in the beginning. Of Hafa, the Arbinu Meikara. Over here, it's a different case. I mean, that Reish Lakish says, if the Gitin are written separately along the whole document, then of course, even if you have a single date, they're considered separate Gitin. Here, what do you do? Once they wrote, we, the undersigned, divorce all of our wives, and then, they both the separate, like Reish Lakish requires a separate get for each woman so that they won't be a single get for multiple women. But then he says only if they both the separate ones without putting a separate date there will it be considered a single entity. But if you start dating it below, then that will cause a problem for you even if you have incorporated them all together in the beginning paragraph. He probably goes mine in low. So that's the Reish Lakish says there's like a subcategory under Reish Lakish, which means that once you've done this first part where you've grouped them all together, right, then only if they are dated separately will it cause a problem. If they're not dated separately, then they will be considered a single entity. So just to review quickly, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish's position, Rabbi Yochanan believes, right, when is a get considered a single entity? That's when you have the Vava Chibor, right? The Vava Chibor are joined to Gitin together, and they have a single date for all the Gitin. So you have a single date, the Vava Chibor, Eden Simon on the bottom, that's one entity, all the Gitin will be Shevin. When's the case where it's considered separate Gitin? That's when, according to Rabbi Yochanan, when you date each, right, each get separately. When you date each get separately, that divides the Gitin, and therefore wherever you sign at the bottom, that's only going to affect the get at the bottom, and not the ones above that. We saw like a submachlokus here, which was Reuven ben Teiro, who argued that maybe dating isn't enough to separate, but you actually need spacing to separate rather than dating to separate. Reish Lakish's opinion is that it doesn't matter, multiple dates, single dates, those are all considered separate gitin. The only way to get a single get where Aiden could sign on it for multiple people is if it's all incorporated into the one lashon, that all the people, we, divorce, So that, since they're all incorporated together, becomes a single get. We ran into the problem that you can't divorce multiple women with a single get document. So they said there that after they wrote this cloud together, then they then divided up and wrote for each woman separately, they wrote a get. In that, we said, Reish Lakish explained, in that separate document below, as long as they're not dated separately, those documents below, then it remains a single entity. When the agent signed below, they're incorporating the whole get. But even according to Reish Lakish, if you combine the Gita together in the beginning, and then you write separate Gita for each one, if you date each one separately, then already it's considered separate Gita, even of course, yes. And therefore when you start at the bottom, that would be considered a divided get, and only apply to the last get, and not to all the Gita in there. Right, this next Mishnah is a very, very difficult Mishnah. I'm going to read the Mishnah according to Tosfos the Rabbeinu Tam, which is the simplest way to read the Mishnah. Rashi reads, has an alternative reading of the Mishnah. The reason Rashi has it, we'll see later on, is because of a line in the Gemara. And I'll explain it, and then we'll see in the Gemara what forced Rashi to do that. Right, Shnei Gitin, Shrikatvan, Zebet Zadzeh. So you have a single Gemara. It's like, look at our Gemara here. You have two pages open on your Gemara. So basically, they had a get on the right side and the left side of the document. Then, and then you have two Edim who signed in Hebrew, two Hebrew-speaking, Hebrew-writing Edim that signed from under one get until across to the other get. Then after those first two Hebrew-speaking or Hebrew-writing Edim, you have two Greek-writing Edim that signed from one under to the other. So now the simplest way to understand this is that Hebrew is written right to left, right? And Greek is written left to right. So if you sign out of the document, right, you have a document with two columns, right, and then each has a get in it, and then you have at the bottom the first two signed are in Hebrew, so they start on the right side, go across to the left side, to under the other get, and then on below that you have two Greek, right, Edim that signed that really go left to right. So they go left to right, they're starting on the left side, under the second get, and they move to under the first get. Now, the first get that the Hebrew signed Edim are read with, which means the right side get, will be kosher. Right? The other side get now has a division because you have two Edim in between them and the left side get, so that won't be. Now, Erechad Ibri, Verechad Yibani, Verechad Ibri, Verechad Yibani. What happens if you alternated? You had a Hebrew, right, writing get, so a right to left signature, then you have a left to right signature, a right to left, and then left to right. And they alternated between them. One signed in Hebrew, one signed in a Latin language that goes left to right. Right? And, right, but Zeb and the Vine Takazel, and the signatures extend under both the Gittin, Shnehem Sulim. In that case, both of them are Pasul. And we'll see in the Gemara why, what the problem is over here, why do we assume that they are Pasul? Again, that's the simplest way to read the Mishnah, that again, it's all about right to left, left to right, the signatures. And because of that, right, again, if you have two Edim that are writing right to left in the beginning, that'll make the right side get the kosher. The left side get is not kosher because the Edim are signed below them. The left to right Edim are already below the other Edim that are mashing between them. Again, if you're alternating Edim, then you run into a problem because you have a right to left to right. We don't know which document they're signed on, and therefore we might run into a problem. That's explanation of Tosef, of the Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi, and the gear section of the Mishnah right now follows that Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi, on the other hand, if you look in the picture down on the right in Rashi, there's a picture of what Rashi thinks that last case in the Mishnah is. Rashi says that it's what? It's the first aid who signed was a Hebrew-speaking aid, which says Reuven ben Yaakov, aid. Right? That was the first one who signed. Then the second one who signed was a Greek aid. Right? This Greek aid actually started on the left side, right? And he wrote Yosef, right? He wrote Yosef ben Shimon. Right, Yosef ben Shimon, but for Greek, that would really read Shimon ben Yosef, right, because you're reading left to right. But what he did is he wrote it on the first line, he wrote it on the left side of the get, he wrote Yosef, then he skipped the line down and wrote ben Shimon on the next line. Right, so now if you're reading left to right, right, it's really Shimon ben Yosef for this get, and the Shimon ben Yosef really goes with the right get. Then the next line, on that same line,
yeah. If the upper line says Yosef.
Yeah, it doesn't. That's a difficulty in Rashi's chat, that you're dropping a line and you're still reading it the other way, left to right. That's correct. Right now, then the next line you have Kehat ben Levi, which reads in Hebrew. He started on the left side of the get. He wrote Kehat, and then he dropped down a line and it says ben Levi. And then you drop another line, and a Greek aid signs that it's really Naphtali ben Yechatzel, right, that he signs the regular way. So the first aid, the Hebrew aid signs right to left regularly. The bottom aid sends the Greek left to right. The two in between Adam signs by dropping down a line. So they actually drop. So their name is found under the opposite get that it should be. And then before what we explained was just the Greek one was on the left side and the Hebrew was on the right side. The way Rashi has it set up now, the Greek one is on the right side because he reads left to right, but he started his name, Shimon ben Yosef, on the right get. And Hat is really reading right to left, but his name is under the left get in Skahat Ben Levi. That's what Rashi does. It's very hard, very complex, but we'll show you in the Gemara why Rashi did this. Okay, the Gemara says, with Kasher, Hyper Uvein, Hyper Ben Yaakov. The way we have the Yaakov Eid, the way we have the get set up now is we have two Kitin, according to the first case of the Gemara, then two Hebrew Eidim signed, and then two Greek Eidim signed. The two Hebrew Eidim, the way it's signed is, Reuven is under the first get, and then Ben Yaakov is under the second get. So let us say like this. Why don't we say it's kosher? The first get is kosher because Reuven signed on it. The second get is kosher because Ben Yaakov signed on it. Right? It's a hatznan. We have a mission that we're going to come up to. Ben Ish Kloni Eid Kosher. If a person writes, the son of so-and-so Eid, that's a good kosher. So Mar says, no, the case is declared Reuven Ben Akama. That the way they split his name was that Reuven Ben was under the first get, but Yaakov Eid Abatra was on the second get. So the Mar says, with kosher Nami for Reuven Ben. That's okay. Why don't we say the first get is kosher because it says Reuven Ben. So what if the interpretation of Reuven Ben means? Rashi interprets Reuven Ben to mean the no-show Reuven. So it says no, Reuven Ben means, right, Reuven the son of, right, and it doesn't explain who the son of whom is. Right, the kasher hide the Yaakov Eid. And the second get will be kosher with Yaakov Eid, which we know the has not. Each plony Eid, kasher. The person just writes his name and Eid, that's also a kosher get. So Mar says, below cuts up Eid. He didn't write the word Eid. Right, so if he doesn't write the word Eid, the only time it's kosher, you have to write a full name. You have to say Reuven Ben Yaakov. If you want to just write Reuven, or just Ben Yaakov, right, or either one of those, you have to write Eid afterwards. You have to write Reuven Eid, or Ben Yaakov Eid. Right, so now if you're missing the word Eid now, if you split it up and say Reuven's under the first get, and Ben Yaakov's under the second get, or Reuven Ben the first get, and Yaakov the second get, that doesn't help you because the names are divided, you don't have the word Eid with each one. So Mar says he's by Eid. Hey, the other solution is Lom of Eid. He did write Eid. The Diadin of Baha Katima, the Lav Yaakov. We know that the second signature is not Yaakov. It's signed Reuven Ben, and then the second half is Yaakov. Either they can see that the Yaakov was the same signature as Reuven, like, so you know it's not a different person, or that we know that this is not the Fatima of some Yaakov that we're looking for. There's no such thing. So you can't divide up the signature so that one belongs to one side and one belongs to the other side. Right, it says with Dilma, this is unbelievable. Shmada Vuachim, he signed with his father's name. Right, so he says that instead of writing his own name, he signed with his father's name. Right, it says nobody will leave his own name and sign with his father's name. Right, it says Dilma Simono Shabia. Maybe he made his father's name into a, you know, some sort of emblem or signature of his. Because we know we had this earlier in the Gemara. The Hav Rav Tzir Kavara, Rav used to sign with a picture of a fish. Rav Chanina Chaluta with a picture of a deck. A palm branch, or just a samach, he used to make a samach, some sort of samach, of Oshia Ayin. Rabbi Bachanatir Makuta used to make a mask of a ship. So where it says, Kuchotzevinis, Oshabi Shmada Vuasimon. The person would never make his father's name his, like, emblem or his signature. Right, so the Gemara says, "But Kasher Hai." So now that's the end of that first piece. The Gemara rejects that possibility, right? That it's that the possibility that it was either a Simona or that he signed in his father's name instead of his name, because that is not. That's not the normal course. People don't do that. And therefore, we're going to assume that it's Reuven Ben Yaakov is one single name, and that it's not that he signed on the both Gittin. Now, Tosfos over here points out on the previous page that the base of what the Gemara says is Mashma the Stamayim who close to Yaakov. Had we not had this issue that we didn't know that the signature of Yaakov was that of Reuven, we would assume it was. Abba loved the bike human close to me. Right? Even though in general we need to establish whose signature is what, so we have to either say it was an Eretz Yisrael, or right, we had to somehow been able to establish the signature so that it was a Fatima, or there was no error on the get, and therefore they didn't have to question the Fatima. All right, now next question of the Gemara. With Kasher Hai Bishnei Edim Yevanim. So let us say that the get is kosher like this. The first get is kosher with the two Hebrew Eidim that go right to left. The second get on the left side is kosher with the two Greek Eidim that are writing left to right. Right? So why not say that? It's not get shekotvu Ivrit, peidav Ivanit. If you have a get that was written in Hebrew, and its Eidim are Greek, Ivanit, or a Greek get, peidav Ivrit, kasher, it works. So Mar says, So what are you going to tell me? What's the problem here? That you have a gap of two lines. Because what happens? You have the Hebrew agent signed on the first get, then the Greek agent that are signed on the left side get, they have a gap of the first two Hebrew agent between them and the get. So it says, Mar, Barmer Chiski, on the low probing kasher, that a person who has a document, who has So you have a full document that's written. Now the body of the Edim that are signed. And there's a gap between the document and the Edim that's signed on the get. You can go in and fill that blank space with as many Edim programs as you want. So the Edim that you want, you can fill in the space. So look over here. You can fill in the space with Edim. Rashi says an unbelievable thing over here. He quotes from a Kohen Yonah Yoma. That's what I tell you. Rashi says, I can prove to you that sometimes filling in the space with bad stuff is better than empty space. I mean, that if you lived a big gap there, maybe you would say the Edom were not signed in the document above. Right? But he says, now when you fill in Krovim, we say it's still attached to the document above. How do I know that? What's my raya? From Sukkah. What's the raya from Sukkah? Sukkah, when you have empty space, it's posel b'shlosha tefachim. Three tefachim of empty space is posel by Sukkah. When it comes to posel schach, right, posel schach b'emsel is arba tefachim, is four tefachim, and on the wall it's arba amot. So you see what? That posel schach is better than empty space. This is up. So here too, right, the same principle applies here, that filled in space, if you have the other stuff in the way, that's better. Puzzle stuff in the way is better than a revach, than empty space. So over here too, we'll say that who cares about the two-line gap? You have Edom signed there. That shouldn't matter. Whatever those Edom are doing with the other gap, they don't affect our gap on the left side. So Mar says, Hatan is Ziri, Shnehan, Shirim. Ziri actually amended it to read that they're both eating our kosher over here. Here, but Tommy Gidon, our mission, the Orphan, our mission, why doesn't he think they are kosher? Gilma, Gundalit, Khatim, the Kulu Echadud, the Khatimi. So our kind of believe that maybe Gundalit. Gundalit, as Rashi interprets over here, the word Gundalit means that Shonam Min Hagam. Anytime you change the normal Minhag or change the Seder, in general, that's called Gundalit. So what are we afraid over here? We're afraid of the fact that these Greek Edom basically followed the Hebrew Edom that were written above them. So I mean that generally the Hebrew wrote right to left and the Greek wrote left to right. What we're afraid of is that the Greek Edom were also writing right to left and that they swapped around. They changed their normal writing form to format or to conform to the Hebrew Edom above them as if they were really signing under the right side yet, not the left side yet. If that's the case, then all the Edom are signed on the right side and not on the left side. That's what we're talking about here. Yeah, not yet. We'll get to Rashi in a second. Here we get the next page. If one Hebrew get and one Hebrew aid and one Greek aid. With Kasher Haida Eda Echad, Hebrew, so let us say that the get is kosher with one Hebrew aid and one Greek aid. The and the other one with one Hebrew aid and one Greek aid. So this is what drove Rashi to do this problem, is that what are you thinking over here? I mean that you have a right to left Hebrew aid, a left to right Greek aid, a right to left Hebrew, and then a left to right Greek. Now, according to Rashi says, wait a minute, if Hebrew is right to left and Greek is left to right, what's the Gemara thinking over here that you would say that the Hebrew and Greek aid together should make it a kosher get? How could they make it a kosher get? The Hebrew aid is written under the right get, and the Greek aid is written under the left get. So what's the Gemara saying that put together a Hebrew and a Greek aid, and they'll make it kosher? They're written on separate ketan. One's on the left get, and one's on the right get. So this is what drove Rashi in the mission to explain that the Greek aid is also signed on the right document. And he did that by skipping down a line. That's what Rashi says that the mission, if you look back to the scripture in Rashi, that's really Shimon ben Yosef. And it's Shimon ben Yosef when he skipped down, and therefore he's written on the right get. And then the second Hebrew aid starts hot then Amram, starts on the left get, so that he and the last Greek aid are written on the left get. Okay, so Rashi, this is what pushed Rashi to do his explanation, was that the Gemara here thinks that you can make the right get kosher with a Greek and a Hebrew aid, and you make the left kosher with a Greek and a Hebrew aid. It must be that they're had to get them to sign both on the right side and both sign on the left side. So that's what Rashi's interpretation of was skipping the lines down to us, and that's what Rashi came up with. Right, so that the Rabbeinu Tam says that that everything is written on one line over here, and that the Gemara over here does not want to say that you should kasher hayve erachad yivri erachad yivani. Not that they want to be makshir both yitin over here, but rather he only wants to be makshir one get. You only want to be makshir one of the two gitin over here. So if you look in the Tosfos, it says Rabbeinu Tam before it sheish l'shem kol tumam kubeni b'shit akad. They're all on one line. And The lo gratzina mitachat zeh lezeh, which would be in Rashi's gears, ad hasof. The Gemara nami lo gratzina ela leitkasher hai be'ed echad ivrit, be'ed echad yivini, betzubot. That you have one Greek and one Hebrew aid, that the mitachat, the haki perusho. The lo nibayi lo gratzina nabundalid, if you don't worry about them switching directions, the azay sakshir shneyan, and you can be matched with both of them, arishon, b'shnei ivrim, b'shnei ivrim, b'shnei ivanim. Elo filo gratzina nabundalid, if shal hakshir shneyan, kamo amika, leitkasher be'ed echad ivrit. Right, so we'll say what? That say one Hebrew aid and then one Greek aid go backwards. So at least say that the first get, or one of these two get in, or the first get should be kosher, because either there's a Hebrew aid, but we must remember that to come and be a lit kosher bakul. So who can you look? Or say that the first get, the right hand get, should be kosher, because they have either both Hebrew aid in Maranit, or you have a Hebrew aid and a Greek aid that go backwards. Right? But it's sufficient that you could say that the Greek and Hebrew aid, right, that assigned on this first get, and then it should be a kosher get. So now the Gemara says, well, the Hatznat, so obviously Rashi is more difficult to read into the Mishnah, Rabbeinu Tam is more difficult to read into this Gemara, because Rashi reads it more simply, that it's a Greek and Hebrew aid go to each side, because that's how they were written. The way Rabbeinu Tam is reading it now is that the first Hebrew aid and the second Greek aid, that the Greek aid that's there, is really, we're saying that the Greek aid go backwards, and therefore he and the Hebrew aid should be really referenced to the right get. Alright, so that's not really apparent in the Gemara. Kuntulit is only a secondary item that the Gemara discusses, not the primary issue of the Mishnah. So where it says, Tan, Eirechad Yivri, Eirechad Yivani, Kashir. Ha'atan is Yivri, Shneim, Shirim, right? And Ziri says, no, both of them are kosher. But Tan is Yidan, so what about Artana? Dilma Kuntulit Chachim, Betwata Echa, Achad, Echad, Echad. The problem is that we don't know which one the Greek Edim are going on. What we fear here is that either one of the Hebrew Edim or the Greek Edim change directions to conform to the signature above him. By changing directions, it's a possibility now that you have three Edim signed on one get, and one aid signed on the other get. If that's the case, then only one of them would be kosher. And since we don't know which one is kosher, we're going to assume that they are both psulim. So again, Ziri says, you know what, they're both kosher. We have one possibility, it's not that Eirechad Yivri Vechad Yivani kosher, that if you have one eight Yivani, one eight Yivani, it would be kosher. And that would be fine. We have Ziri who says that two of them would be kosher. And then we have Artan who says no, because we worry about this gundulit issue, which is the reversal to conform to the previous signature, and therefore we're not going to make either of them kosher, because of that switch that maybe three is on one side, one's on the other side, and then before we know one gets definitely possible, and we don't know which one of them is possible. Right, now, next Mishnah. Shir Miksefa get, because both the Dapa Sheni. Person left over a portion of the get, and then rolled it over to the next column. So he wrote a get on the right column, and then he rolled it over to the left column. The Eidim Lamata, and the Eidim are signed on the second column, right, second, Kosher. That is a good get. Chatmo Eidim Berosha Dap, and the Eidim signed on the top of the Dap, Minatzad, on the side, Yacharab, on the back of it, the get Pashut Pasul. We're talking about a rather get that's Pasul, because the Eidim are not meeting with the get. They're above the get, they're inside the get, behind the get. That's not a good signature. If they broke two ketin, right, that are started head to head, and then they write downward to each side, one to the right, one to the left, right, and the eidim b'emsa, shneim psulim, and the eidim are written in the middle, the pasul, why? Because the eidim are signed at the top, either get that they're written with, they're signed at the top, which is not a valid signature. Tosus asked that question, what's the fetish here? So Tosus tries to do somersaults, and we got a fetish. In the end, not much of a fetish, but Mishnah is just going through different cases, that's what it sounds like. Sofer shozev, besides sofer shozev, what happens if two ketin are written in the end at each other? And they're written on the right and the left, they both end at the bottom, eidim v'emsa, and then the eidim between these two get. Whichever direction the eidim are signed in that would continue to get downward, that is they with their kosher, and the other one will be pasul. Rosh Hashanah says sofer shozev. Again, you have one get that's written, and then below it's another get. Eidim v'emsa, and then eidim signed between them. Eidim nikraim v'sofo kosher. The one eidim belongs to the top get, that is kosher, and not the get below, which is they're written above. Get shekaz bo yivrit v'dav yivanit. This is what we quoted in the Gemara. A get that is written in Hebrew and it's got Greek signatures. Yivanit v'dav yivrit, or it's Greek and it's got Hebrew signatures. Eirach yivri v'eirach yivani kosher. All these cases it's a kosher get. That's what we just quoted in the Gemara above. tap sofer, the eight, this is what we quoted in yesterday's dot, right? If you have the writing, the handwriting of the sofer in 1/8, that's kasher. We'll discuss that in the matter of why. Ish ploni eight, kasher. If a person writes his name and then eight, that's kasher. Ben ish ploni eight, that's also, so if you say Reuben eight, that's kasher. Ben Yaakov eight is kasher. Ish ploni, ben ish ploni without the word eight, if you say Reuben ben Yaakov without the word eight, that's also kasher. Bloka, the name Kasher. Kacha Yunikia, that Mishlaim Osim, that's what they used to write their full name, Reuben ben Yaakov. Kata Kanikata, Kanikata Kasher, he writes his nickname, and her nickname, that also works, we'll see again in the Gemara what this references. So it says, when you have a get that rolls over to the next column, Lilmahani Tre Gite Habu. Let us say that there were two Gite here, that what he did was he had a paper, he had a get on the right side and a get on the left side. And basically what he did was he cut off the bottom of the right get and cut off the top of the left get, and then he made it look like it was one continuous get, right? Bidrami Lezman, the Kamal, so he has the date of the first one, the eighth in the Batron, he has the signature of the bottom one, the way it's lined up. The guy took Lezman the Batron, he cut off the top of the left get, Lezman on that one, the eighth in the Kamal, he sliced up the eighth of the right get. So Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rab, Yesh Revach Melamato. Now when there's space above, you see there's margin above, so it's clear that there wasn't anything written below. The Dilmazan, the Batron, he goes, maybe cut off the date on the second one. Again, there's margin below. So margin above and margin below, it's clear that he didn't slice off the bottom of the right get, that he didn't slice off the top of the left get. So Gemara says, "How can I be Yisrael up in the Lamala?" So you have to get marching above and below. So Gemara says, "Dimla imukla imlok." Maybe he decided to change his mind. The way Rashi learns this means that he wrote the first half of the get, then he stopped and changed his mind. He didn't want to write it, and then he continued the get later when he decided he wanted to divorce his wife. So Rashi says, "Once you decide you don't want to use this get, it becomes a pasul get." Right? So that's the way Rashi learns it. Tosfos, on the other hand, says that the what it means over here is. When the agent would never sign it, such a get, so unless it was dated properly and stuff like that, so that you have to explain in Mukhi over here, is that when he began to read the get from one person who had the same name, and then he continued with it for the same guy, for another guy with the same name. So that's the problem here. In Mukhi is maybe it was a get written for someone else, and now he's continuing it for himself with the same name. Bekotav, Dikhtav, right, so that Bimukhi Mlach, Bekotav, Dikhtav, Hari At, Nilamata, Umuteret, Nilamala. It's the case where he says, Hariat, Muter the Koladan. So that's the key part of the get. So nobody would stop in the key, middle of the key part of the get and say Hariat would stop and then continue Muter the Koladan. That's something like it would be a continuous phrase that the person will only write in one shot. Right? The Dilmay Dramele Kulehai. So maybe that's what happened. He stopped at Hariat. So good. So Marzah, it's Kulehai Lokashinim. We don't worry about that. That's a crazy situation where someone would stop in the middle of a key phrase like that. Rashimara, the idea maybe, Takta Megilta. So Rabbi Ashi answers about the previous questions. How do you know it wasn't a slice? Yet, not because of the margin on top and the bottom, but you can see that the cloth ended over there. The way you used to stretch out the cloth, you could see where the edges of the cloth were, and you could see this was the end of the paper, and nothing was cut off. It wasn't a smooth edge, and therefore you knew that you didn't cut the top or the bottom, and that's why it's a kosher get over here. Okay, we'll stop over here.